From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his fifth message in this series on the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. Often referred to as Faith's Hall of Fame, this chapter memorializes many Old Testament characters whose lives and actions epitomize the true nature of faith in God. The third of these individuals listed is Noah, the Ark Builder. The human race of that time had corrupted itself so thoroughly that God decided to destroy all flesh. Yet the Bible testifies that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God commanded him to build an ark to save his family and representative animals from the approaching flood, and Noah obeyed, never having seen a drop of rain. His faith displayed both belief in God's judgment and in God's salvation. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a message called The Faith That Stands Secure in the Judgment. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. O child of God, death hath lost its sting, because the devil's power over it is destroyed. Then cease to fear dying. Ask grace from God the Holy Ghost, that by an intimate knowledge and a firm belief of thy Redeemer's death, thou mayest be strengthened for that dread hour. Living near to the cross of Calvary, thou mayest think of death with pleasure, and welcome it when it comes with intense delight. It is sweet to die in the Lord. It is a covenant blessing to sleep in Jesus. Death is no longer banishment. It is a return from exile, a going home to the many mansions where the loved ones already dwell. The distance between glorified spirits in heaven and militant saints on earth seems great, but it is not so. We are not far from home. A moment will bring us there. The sail is spread. The soul is launched upon the deep. How long will be its voyage? How many wearying winds must beat upon the sail ere it shall be reefed in the port of peace? How long shall that soul be tossed upon the waves before it comes to that sea which knows no storm? Listen to the answer. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Yon ship has just departed, but it is already at its haven. It did but spread its sail, and it was there. Like that ship of old upon the lake of Galilee, a storm had tossed it. But Jesus said, Peace, be still. And immediately it came to land. Think not that a long period intervenes between the instant of death and the eternity of glory. When the eyes close on earth, they open in heaven. The horses of fire are not an instant on the road. Then, O child of God, what is there for thee to fear in death, seeing that through the death of thy Lord its curse and sting are destroyed? And now it is but a Jacob's ladder, whose foot is in the dark grave, but its top reaches to glory everlasting.
Jesus, be Lord.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
God's message for this day in which we live is very much the same as it was in the days of Noah. It is a message that the end of all flesh is approaching. It's a message of judgment. It's a message that this entire planet is hurtling towards its death with eternal destiny and its eternal doom. It is a message that the righteous and holy God is stirred in anger against the viciousness of His creatures. The end of all flesh is come, fast approaching. Just a little period of time, however long it may appear to man, just a little period of time before, not a flood this time, but fiery wrath and indignation is visited by God upon the people of this earth. That's the message. And with that message, still one ray of gospel light and hope, a greater ark than that which Noah built. The ark of God's provision, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom every object of the grace of God will find eternal rest, perfect safety and security from the judgment of God, being justified, accepted as righteous in the sight of God by the grace of God through the merits of Christ and received by simple faith alone. Now that's God's message. There is no other. So thus we find that Noah is a very pertinent example for us today, one that we should ponder carefully, of the faith that stands secure in the day of judgment. There are very simple statements here that I want to outline for you. We'll reduce them to three. When you look at Noah, you'll find what faith really is. Now, we all have got to be interested. Have I that faith that will stand the test? I know that there are people who presume that they'd be all right. They have a very low view, normally, of the holiness of God. They don't take much deep thought of the terror of the Lord. The awful reality of a burning hell doesn't really grip their heart. And they just lay hold of a very light kind of religion. And they have, they say, a faith. They believe the Bible. They believe in such a way that the Puritans used to term an historical faith. They believe the facts of the Bible. They don't seem to have very much effect upon their lives. They don't really mold their character. They don't give them any great love for God or His Christ or the things of God. But they glibly presume that they are ready for eternity. And I tell you, a faith that is a mere historical faith, though, mind you, that's a contradiction in terms, for it's not real faith at all. But for want of a better, a faith that is a mere historical faith, a faith that is in facts, not in the person, a faith that does not have an effect upon the heart, a faith that does not have as its obverse side the reality of repentance, that is a faith that is not worthy of the name, and it is a faith that will not stand in the judgment. On the other hand, there are people who have, by the grace of God, in simplicity and sincerity, laid hold of Christ for salvation. Just as Noah entered into the ark, they have by faith entered into Christ. And yet they are weak in faith. The old devil comes and he torments them with doubt. And they begin to wonder, have I such a faith as will stand the test of the judgment, stand secure in the judgment? I think as we look at Noah, we'll find God's description of the faith that does stand secure. But let me tell you, And I think it's very important that we always keep this in mind. We are told by faith Noah did these things. We're not told Noah never had a doubt. I'm not saying he had, but we're not told he didn't have a doubt. Spurgeon once said, "I doubt the man that never doubted." I doubt the reality of his experience, doubt the reality of his struggles with the devil, doubt the reality of the deepening of the work that all hell will oppose in the life of any believer. I can understand Spurgeon saying, "I doubt the man that never doubted." But we're not told Noah didn't doubt. We're not told about the strength of his faith, merely the fact of his faith. And I believe the reason for that in Noah's case, and indeed in all these cases, is that Noah was not saved because of the strength or the amount of his faith. Noah was saved because of the strength of the ark that God had provided. By faith we enter into Christ, but we're not saved by the amount of faith we exercise. We're saved by the one in whom our faith reposes. We're saved by Christ. Faith is but the instrument that lets you walk in. Get your eyes on Christ for the full assurance of faith. But what is that faith? However you would understand its strength and its amount, what is this faith that stands secure, that enters savingly into the ark? There are three statements I'll make about this faith, the simplest possible that you can imagine. And I deliberately do it this way because I think that this is something that perturbs a lot of Christians. Number one, you look at Noah here and you'll find that faith believes the gospel of God. That's the first thing. The word of God, as I pointed out to Noah, was in two parts. It was a word of warning, coming judgment, and it was a word of promise, salvation through the ark. And Noah believed the word of God, and he believed both parts of the message. Noah believed the message of God's righteous indignation against sin. Noah believed the message of impending hell. Noah took the judgment of God very, very seriously. He believed what the word of God to him had to say on that subject. And then equally, he believed the word of God when it held out to him the promise of redemption and salvation through the ark. Now here then is faith believing the gospel of God. First of all, it has a confidence in its truth. And notice again that it's confident in one part of the message as in the other. Saving faith is a faith that does not make light of sin. Saving faith is a faith that truly recognizes and grasps the reality, the heinousness of sin, and the awful truth of the judgment of God against sin. Any man who makes light of his sin, any man who shrugs off his sin, any man who simply says, "I'm not as bad as others, God will help me because I'm doing the best I can," that man has never begun to enter in to the reality of saving faith. His is a belief that will leave him in the awful darkness of a lost eternity unless there's a mighty change. Saving faith, first and foremost, believes what God says to it about sin. It feels itself a candidate for judgment. The faith in a man will convince that man that he is a fit person to go to hell. Seems strange that faith for salvation should first of all make you believe that you should go to hell. But that's always the case. And I want you to keep this in mind. We're living in a day of what many people have called easy believism. Others have called cheap grace. You can use whatever term you like. but it is the preaching of another gospel. It's the preaching of a decisionism that makes no impact upon the soul. It's the preaching of salvation for sinners who have never felt their sin. It's a preaching of heaven for people who have never trembled over hell. And I want to tell you, the very first thing that faith will do in a man is convince that man of the reality of a sin, of the terrible reality of God's judgment, and of his own ill desert. Faith will make you feel, I should go to hell. It's interesting in the history of great preaching and great revivals that under the ministry of the Word and such power, people were brought under such conviction of sin that even when they were crying for mercy, they cried, O God, thou art righteous, and if thou wilt damn this ill-deserving soul in hell, from hell's depths I will still confess, thou art righteous. That, my friend, is the very first thing that marks a faith that will stand secure. It believes the gospel in what it says about sin. And it also, of course, then believes the gospel in what it says about salvation. It has confidence in its truth, not only to convict it of its sin, but to convince of the reality of God's provision in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you merely believed in the reality of your sin and of the judgment of God, that would not be faith. Faith will do that, but faith never stops there. Faith never stops while it leaves the soul in despair. Faith will always conduct you to Christ. Faith will always lay hold of the Savior. It will get under the ark. It will get under the pitch. I pointed out when I was preaching on Noah some time back that the pitch is, as far as the word goes, very closely identified with the Hebrew word atonement. And certainly you get under the atonement. Faith will never leave a man until he flees to Christ, gets under the blood, and pleads only the atoning merits of his once for all sacrifice. It has confidence in Christ. It believes the gospel. It has confidence in the truth.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.